And I guess I'll go ahead and take over the intro thing. All right, we're here. We're here. So tweet out the new link if you can.
Where? Hold on.
I should be somewhere. No, maybe not, because it's going to go live like right away. So this is what I need you to do. Oh, we're live now? We're like live, live. Okay, cool. Yeah, we're live. I was going to say, get me that link, and then I'll go ahead and post it. My apologies, you guys. We had some little technical difficulties. Amy was just not showing on camera, and I was like, what the heck? So I had to fix it, and then we ended up losing everything. So we're back, starting fresh. We're good. We're here. Backlog episode 44. Yep. And so we're here with a very special guest, Sailor Amy. What's up, Amy? How are you doing today?
Hello. Good. Thanks for having me.
So awesome to have you. Let me go ahead and turn down this music. Char, you want to go ahead and say what's up to everybody and apologize for messing everything up, even though it was my fault?
Sorry for messing it up?
Listen, sure. We're a
team.
That
was all my fault, guys.
When I mess up, you mess up. We're a team. That's the way it goes, right?
Oh, that's how we're playing it. All right. Okay. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully everything sounds good. And for the audio listeners, yes, we are on camera. Again, you could see us live if you're here live with us every other Saturday on YouTube. The links are available if you just follow us on Twitter. And you could always catch us. So, Amy, I've been wanting to have you on the show for a while. Been following you for a while. I believe we met through your brother.
Yep.
Alton. Shout out to him.
I believe I did.
Both of us did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Runaway Shark on Twitch. Shout out to him and getting us together. You've actually done art for me for my channel. You know what's crazy? I was thinking about this before we went live. Like, I am sitting with both of the people that did my emotes.
Oh.
Both of you. Char did, did the first ones. And then Amy came in and did this, the hype one. You know, I have a couple emotes that you did. So I guess let's just get to know you a little bit for everybody listening, like how long you've been doing content, just kind of what you're about, who you are, and whatever you want to kind of share with everybody.
For sure. So I guess my streaming journey started much like a lot of people. It happened during quarantine. I think that was probably the best time for people to start streaming, because what else are you supposed to do for almost a year now? I mean, if you lived in the United States, that is. So yeah, I've been streaming for about a year. I met a lot of people actually through my brother and his community. So I'm very lucky. I'm very indebted, because I wouldn't have met so many cool people if it wasn't for my brother and his community. But yeah, it's been really cool. I took a long break last year because of school, but I'm here and I'm back being more consistent.
Yeah, I did notice that. You were like, you were here, you were doing your things, consistent. And that's when I think I started following you and watching you. And then it was like, you were kind of gone for a bit. Like, you're kind of busy with life, maybe. I just thought, you know,
yeah.
It happens. And now you're back and you've been killing it. You just did a 24-hour stream, too.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
Honestly, I don't recommend people do it.
Oh, man.
After going through it, it was
tough.
It was hard. Yeah, it was really hard. People make it look so easy, but it's actually not. You go through like roller coasters of emotions where you could probably make it 12 hours and you're like, okay, that's not too bad. Then you hit the 15-hour mark and you're like, maybe I should just end stream and I should just give up because I'm tired. But yeah, when I finished it, it was worth it. There was like this weird sense of like, oh yeah, I did something cool for the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Now my community is like, oh yeah, you stream for 24 hours. That's dope.
That's awesome. I mean,
and then they ask you to do it next week. You're like, I will kill all of you.
Yeah, you're like, maybe for 1,000 subs. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
put a sub count on it. That's how.
I take it that was a one-time thing. You wouldn't do it again, or would you do it again?
I mean, I would do it again only if it was like a big, massive goal, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, like 1,000 subs or something. Damn, what would it take for you to do that, Char? What would it take? 24 hours.
24 hours?
Yeah.
100 subs.
That's it?
I'm easy. 100 subs.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's get you to 100
subs.
Maybe
200.
We'll
see. See. There's no fucking way I'll ever get to 100 subs. There's no way.
Which don't say no way. It'll happen.
They're not crazy enough to give me 100 subs. No one here is crazy enough to give me 100 subs. There's no way.
That's a lie, and you know it.
What? Who's loaded in here like that? Nobody.
Listen, Amy, I don't know if you keep up with us here, like, on our shows, but Char does this thing of, like, really downplaying themselves, of, like, I don't deserve this attention, I don't deserve these subs, and we always go back and forth, like, no, Char, you're gonna get there. You're gonna get these subs, damn it. You're gonna take this love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100 subs is not that much. You should do it, like, 300 subs.
300 subs? I'll take 300 subs.
That would be 300 awesome.
Subs. I need 250.
250. How about
250? Going once, going twice.
How about 240? So it's like 24.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like maybe
yeah,
kinda...
no, I'm good with that. Let's do 240.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Eric says in the chat, the god
no
Char.
Way.
Yeah.
I'm not the god. Shut up. There's no way. Man. I mean, I downplay myself, but it's because it's true. Also because I'm on a time zone where literally only the Aussie people can watch me. Who, 250 Aussies gonna come into my stream? Where are they at? Come on.
Well, if you do a 24-hour, we all can visit. Just saying.
There you go.
Like, give me them 240 subs, then we'll
That's
talk.
That's true. No, Amy brings up a good point. That's true. If you do the 24 it's hours, true. You're gonna hit all the time zones. We're all gonna be there at some point.
Yeah. Exactly. But then I'll never see anybody ever again. Because then I'll never stream at those times again.
24-hour stream.
Double-edged sword.
I saw you doing that, Amy. I was like, dang, you're crazy. But at the same time, I'm like, I wish I could do that, you know, because that's awesome. Like, the support you were getting, because I was in there, you know, I was lurking in a little bit, watching you here and there. And because it was 24 hours, it was like, okay, I checked it out in the morning. And then, like, a few hours later, I'm like, okay, let me see what you're playing now. And then... like hours later, I want to see. I'm curious. Oh, are they still going?
Right.
How is it looking? You know, are you dead tired? Like it's the curiosity gets me, and I was in there a good few times just checking in. You know,
just watching me deteriorate mentally, like throughout the hours.
But hey,
like 12 hours, you can start to see it a little bit, I think.
But honestly, I went in at the tail end. I think you had 2 hours left. I remember because I asked the chat and asked you like how many hours left and you said 2 and you were if you were deteriorating, you were hiding it well. I felt like you were still there, you know, mentally you were still engaging with the chat. Like you were doing it. You were doing, you know, the best that I think anyone could have done.
I was running on autopilot at that point and I was like, you know what? I just have to power through 2 more hours and then I'm out of here.
There you go. There you go.
I could imagine all the emotions of like, can I do this? Like maybe the doubt starts coming in and maybe you don't feel so well. Like, did that ever happen? Did you ever have like a headache or like anything happen like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I wore a wig for a whole 24 hours.
Oh God. Wow.
So that shit was like squeezing my head so badly. But after like started to go numb. It's like, okay, I don't feel it anymore, so.
Wait, what started to go numb? You cut out a little bit. Your head?
Yeah, my head, because I had, like, a wig cap, and then I had a wig on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't even, I can't even imagine that. Just wearing headphones for 24 hours, I'd be like, this might be a little rough.
Yeah, I made sure to take, like, ibuprofen before the stream, but honestly, that didn't really help all that much. It was just a mental thing.
I mean, ibuprofen lasts, what, maybe 8 hours, maybe?
Yeah.
So I don't even know. I've never tried to go a whole day on it, so I don't know. That's crazy. Yeah, the headphone thing, like, part of the reason I wear earbuds all the time is, like, because they hurt my ears, starts to hurt my neck. So I can't even imagine, like, I can't do it for a couple hours with the headset, so I can't imagine that long. That's crazy.
I think it'd be interesting, but honestly, I said no one should do it, but I think if you're a streamer, you should try it at least once. Maybe not, like, be committed to do the full 24 hours, but at least try to get as far as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those, I think, as a streamer, it's like a bucket list kind of thing, I think, for some. Like... the longest, I think, Char, you told me was like 10 hours, right? Is that the longest you've done, or you've done longer? I forget. Do you know?
In recent memory, I think I've done 10 for sure. I don't know if I've done 12.
Do you think you could have went longer?
I could
longer.
Probably do 12. Of course I could do 12.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I had started earlier, like, the only reason stopping me from doing, like, more than 10 hours that time was, like, it was starting to get, like, late into the night, and I'm, like, you know, in an apartment, and, like, there's people.
Right.
So if I had started, like, 2 hours earlier, I definitely could have gotten it.
Damn. Amy, what time did you start and stop? Like, what was the exact time in the day?
I started 12:18 p.m.
Oh, damn.
Oh, p.m.
Western time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you started noon to noon. Oh, I think that is a good idea. I mean, if you're going to do 24 hours, I think that's best because you were able to sleep in, you know, have a meal, have some, you know, whatever you do in the morning, and then noon to noon.
I see. But then you have to, like, stay up after to, like, you don't have to, right? But you don't want to, like, mess up. You already reset your schedule. You might as well just
I think by midnight, I'd be dead already. Like, no, I'm good. You guys, I'm sorry. I got to... That's 12 hours.
Erica, you have trouble doing like 5 hour streams. I can't even imagine you doing like
that's what I'm
anything over five, honestly.
My sweet spot is like 4 hours. I feel like I could put out a great stream. But
great
once
stream for 4 hours.
Yeah. And then, but once it hits like 5 hours, 6 hours, because I've done like 5, 6. And that's when I start to get a little loopy. My words start slurring a little bit. I might have a headache. And it's tough. I don't know. I give you props, man. I definitely give Amy props. Not a lot of people do it or have done it.
True. And,
it was. I was even a little worried. Like I jumped. Maybe that's why I was checking in. Felt a little worried. Like okay, I want to make sure they're good. You know. Yeah.
Are they alive? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's taxing for sure. Especially. Yeah. I mean, it's fun to put out content. And, like, I love my community, and I love that people are like, yeah. You should do it. It's gonna be so fun. But also, like, make sure to put your own mental health first, because sometimes streaming for that long can really take a toll.
Oh yeah,
just like on your body in general. So
I can imagine. True. How long do you think it took you to like fully recover? Like, did you just sleep a long ass time, or did it take like a few days to kind of like feel okay after that?
Oh, it took me definitely a few days for sure. Mm. And even like it was only. Maybe last week, I think, that I did it. I don't even remember. That's how, like, confused my days are. But, yeah, I still feel like I'm not fully recovered from it.
Yeah.
Damn.
It takes a lot.
Yeah.
Staying up for 24 hours just normally takes a lot. And then you're, like, streaming on top of that? Erica, you would die.
Why has it got to be me? Why not you? What the heck, man?
I mean, I tried to do a 24-hour stream, like, when I was in, when I was in high school? When I was in college? I don't remember. With some people I knew at the time, and we went over to, like, somebody's house or whatever. I think we got, like that 15-hour mark. I think we got 15 hours in, and it was, like, middle of the fucking night, and we were like, yo, I'm fucking done. Like, I'm going home. we never made it. We never made it to the end. We got it pretty far, but couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know.
If I did it alone, I might be able to. I would have to pick a good time. But, yeah.
I was just pretending to be offended. Like, why not you? Of course it would be me that would be dying. I can't be doing that.
Well, yeah.
I'm too old for this stuff. Char, come on, man.
I'm catching up, man. What do you want?
Listen, Amy's young. You're young, you know?
I'm not that young. Well, I mean, I'm pretty young. But, like, I don't know if I could do it. Maybe.
Mentally, though. Like, streaming is very mental. Like, you know,
yeah, and then I'm over here and I'm like, I don't want to stop streaming. What happened to me last night.
Right. Okay. But it's super addicting, but it can be mentally draining too. Like I do notice, you know, I'm sure you guys notice too, like just people would have that opinion of like streaming's so easy. You guys just sit there and play games and what's the big deal? And it's like, nah, man, it's a thing, you know?
It's rough, dude. It's rough.
Yeah. So, that's awesome, though. So, yeah, like you said, you've been streaming for, like, you want to say, what, 2 years or so? Something like that? Amy?
Me?
Yeah.
Only about a year. It's about a year.
Oh, okay. It seems longer for some reason. I don't know why.
It really does.
I wonder how long it's been.
Pandemic.
I feel like I've known you longer. But, yeah, I guess that is right. Yeah. It's crazy. How long have I been streaming? It's cool, and I like it because you just started, right? But you've been doing really well.
Thank you.
Yeah, like your community, I check it out. I'm in there sometimes, and I could tell your community is like super supportive, welcoming. Like that's always a great thing when you can get like kind of just build that community. A lot of faces I don't know, I've never seen, and you kind of have like these people that I'm meeting for the first time, and that's always cool. Like I like to venture out and see the streamers kind of like doing their thing and have communities I've never even seen before. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I think it really depends also on like the game that you play. I think a lot of streamers, like, they think variety is the best way, or like obviously variety is fine, but if you're trying to, I guess, build like a stable community or like grow your community, I think if you stick with one game and you make that like your main game, that's when people like start to come in, or like start to come in often and stay because you play that one game.
That's very true. That is, I would say, one of the quicker ways, maybe, to get a community going is to play that one staple game and then, like, maybe branch out a little bit if you want to. But, yeah, for sure. I definitely see that.
It's got to be, like, the perfect balance. Like, if you could hit that balance of, like, yeah, you have that one game that you like to play, but you also are able to play other games and they're still there as well. Like, it's... You don't play it every single time, so it's not like they expect it every single time, but it's like just enough to like get that crowd, but then you're also playing other stuff too. It's like that's the trick. It's hard to do.
I have a question then. Amy, do you have like a you have a stream schedule, I'm assuming, like the times and stuff?
A loose schedule. Fair. Yeah, I don't really, like, necessarily have like a specific days. It's just kind of like, I'm gonna stream today at this time.
Cool. Be there
if you can.
okay. So then I guess, okay. So my question was, do you have like a certain day that you play that staple game, or do you have like, you know, or do you like schedule out like what day you're gonna play what, or no, not really?
For sure. I think before I started playing it, like the entirety of the stream, I would just play in the beginning and then switch to like Stardew Valley or something, like to relax afterwards, because I play a lot of Dead by Daylight, and that's kind of triggering. It's a little tilting to play for a long amount of time, so I have to like sort of decompress. Yeah. That's usually
fair
how my like streams go.
Right.
That game's kind of hot right now. I've seen people playing it.
Why is it
tilting? Yeah. Is it like competitive? Like you're frustrated, or is it something else about it?
It really just depends on like who you're playing with, because if you're playing Survivor, you play with three other people, and they're sort of like your teammates. You have to rely on them to sort of win, quote unquote, the game. And then it depends on the killer who you're playing against, depending on their play style. You know, it doesn't matter necessarily what you do. So say if they camp you, like you can't do anything right about that. So it could be a little like frustrating at times.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah.
Sounds like Monster Hunter Online when I'm the only one who hasn't died and everybody dies and they fail the mission for me. Love that for me.
So what you both are saying, and I guess I could agree too, because I'm a beast. We're all beasts here. Like we all carry our teams. Is that what we're saying? We got bad teammates?
Hell yeah. We got bad teammates left and right, my guy.
Shout out to my troubleshooters. I play with them almost all the time, and we've just been playing Outriders recently. And Hustle. You know Hustle, Amy? You know Hustle. I think you do.
Yep.
Yeah. That man was going down so many times. I was like, geez, like it was crazy. Cause I was like at the level where we should be, and he was super underleveled. So I mean, I guess we're a group of beasts in here. We just really, you know, we're the gaming gods of the in the panel.
Gaming gods.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
The back does hurt sometimes from carrying so
Oh, dang.
True. And it's not because of the chair, I'll tell you that much.
I love that energy, man. I love it. Yeah, so your brother, though, he is the reason we are even talking right now, which is cool. So, Alton, shout out to you. I can't remember if we talked about this before the show or when we were having technical difficulties. We haven't talked about him yet, right, in this part? I don't think we have.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, but how... I know he started streaming first, right? Or was it? Okay, so was he the one to influence you to start streaming?
I would say their community, like his community, I joined like the disrespected like club, you know, during quarantine, because I was thinking about streaming for some time, but I didn't necessarily have that like push to do it and like get out there. Cause I think that's probably one of the biggest hurdles that people go through before they decide to start streaming, is just like actually turning your camera on and doing it. But since a lot of people like in his community were already starting to stream, I was like, okay, maybe I can do it too. What's so hard about it? And that's how that's fair. Started.
It's easy. That looks so easy. Yeah. Okay, cool. So them as a group, because the Disrespected, man, they get down. They stream a lot. They definitely do. They got their podcast and super supportive. Like every time I'm live now, like when I go live, there's going to be tweets from them like, hey, Eric is streaming. You guys go check it out. Super supportive. Like, I love those guys. They're great.
Super
yeah.
sweet.
That totally makes sense. I could see them pushing you and be like, yeah, you should stream. That's awesome. That's cool. That's good people to have around. You want those people around for sure. That's what I try and do for Char. Like, Char, come on, man. You got a community. God. We love you.
24 hour stream.
Let's go. Well, I'll think about it. Maybe I could do one in summer, maybe. There's no way I'm getting that many subs until
y'all
summer.
Heard it here.
Yeah. I was going to ask too, like, about you and Alton, because you guys are siblings. Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of like rivalry there, like sibling rivalry? Like, does that ever kind of happen? Or is it, you guys kind of known to have a relationship like that?
What Erica's trying to say is Alton salty that you got 1K.
We might have gotten there, but no. I just mean in general. Like, has that ever come up?
Well, you know what's really funny is that, like, I think I'm a carbon copy of my brother, just prettier.
Nailed it.
I love
it. So a lot of the things that he likes, like video games, I used to watch him play when I was growing up. So I think a lot of the things that he liked, I ended up liking, unfortunately. And I think this is how
that's
like
a bad, that's a bad thing. Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, but I think he's super cool. Like whenever he streams, when he does stream anyway, it's always nice to be in there and like see the homies and whatnot.
That's cool. Yeah, because I did notice like you guys both like Resident Evil games like that. Like you guys kind of have the same like interests genre wise and stuff like that. So that's cool.
True.
Makes me wish I had an older brother.
My brother comes into my streams and he's like, yo, parents want to talk to you. And I'm like, fuck.
Really? He does that? Like, he gives you messages from the parents? What?
Oh my God.
He's done that before. He's like, yo, mom messaged you. I'm like,
wow.
Bruh.
That's too funny.
Oh my God. He's been in my streams like maybe 5 times.
That's funny.
Oh, that's sweet, though.
I have a younger sister. She's not really a gamer. She's like 2 years younger than me. But she'll here and there, she'll be like, oh, we saw you streaming. Because remember when Mixer was a thing? And I used to stream to Mixer because they have Xbox. Yeah. So they're like, oh, we see you like on the dashboard or whatever. So they would tune in. But now that Mixer's gone.
They never know.
I don't think they really like watch me anymore. Yeah.
You've disappeared into like obscurity in Twitch.
Mixer's like, gone. Eric is gone too. Like,
Eric,
I don't know.
Gone too.
I wasn't even on there heavy. Like, I was always Twitch heavy. I don't know.
It's like a baby. It's like a baby with a sheet. It's like you can't see. It doesn't exist, right? That's how
I guess. Yeah. So now I don't know what it is with her, but she can't like remember Twitch because she'll ask me what's the site again. I'm like, Twitch. How do you not know Twitch, dude? My sister. She's funny. She's funny. But it's always cool when, like, your relatives or, like, your friends. I mean, it's not always cool. Sometimes it's kind of weird. But when they do watch you, it's, like, it's a nice. It's different. You know, they're supportive. And I think that's cool. Yeah.
Do you find that you have a different, I guess, like, streaming personality than, like, the personality that you show, like, to your family? Or is it, like, one and the same?
To my family? Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Very different, Char?
It's 100% less swearing. Oh. Can you imagine me not swearing? That's it's literally part of my persona and like my actual self. Like swearing is just a part of me now. And then I'm like, if I swear around my mom, I'm like, oh fuck. Like, I'm like, I can't.
You
I can't.
You gotta catch there. Yourself with
I
them.
I literally have to catch myself. Yeah.
Yeah, you do swear
I've
a lot.
Kind of swear around. I've sworn around my dad a little bit. He didn't really seem to care though. But like, that was, you know. I think I said bitch or something around
whoa,
him, and he
whoa.
Was like, and he was like, he was like, he didn't say anything. So I was like, okay, I guess that's one word that I can say around you now. But everything else I can't say around mom at all.
So just the swear. What about besides that? Like, is it pretty much you're the same, or is it like the energy different?
Energy is well, obviously, but energy is very different. Yeah. I haven't met a ton of people who are like, you know, that close with their parent. I mean, there's people out there very close to their parents. That's cool. Awesome. 10 out of 10. But like, yeah, I don't know. There's definitely like a watered down version of myself that I have to, you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a stream personality. That'd be weird.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like the thing for being a streamer. It's like you kind of want to, you're going to be yourself, but you're going to, what's the word I'm looking
turn
for?
Turn it up.
You're going to turn it up, like everything that's about you. So like everything,
like
your sense of humor.
Notches.
Yeah, your voice, your everything. It's like gonna. It's like entertainment mode. It's like you're entertaining and you're kind of putting on a production, but you're still yourself. It's just like you're highlighting yourself more. Are you like that too, Amy?
Yeah.
Like you're kind of, are you more quiet in the real and then you're like louder on stream or no?
Yeah, for sure. I think IRL, I'm a lot more shy and like a lot more reserved. Mm-hmm. I don't usually talk unless I'm spoken to. I'm like, you know, it's weird.
Same.
Whereas like when you're streaming, you like have to talk to yourself, or technically you're talking to the chat, but then you can't hear them, you know,
yeah.
But yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah, I've definitely had lots of times where it's like dead air, where it's like I just don't talk because there's nobody in chat, and I'm like, this
right?
is the worst fucking streaming experience anybody's had. Like,
that's
I can't
so
talk
funny.
To myself constantly like that. Some people can, but like I don't know.
It's but a thing.
You have to get used to it, I guess. You don't have to, but like, you know.
I don't know if you two ever watch like bigger streamers give advice about streaming and stuff and take questions.
And they're like.
Dude, the number one.
And they're like, don't stop talking.
Yeah, that's always the answer. But like, the number one question really is like, what do I do when, like, how do I talk to people when the chat's dead? Yeah, when there's no one talking.
You
yeah.
Talk. I don't know. It's so hard. It's hard.
It's like you're narrating, yeah, yeah like what you're doing. Like, what do you have like a technique, Amy? Like, what do you do? I'm just curious.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. I just say random shit, or like I talk about like what I'm doing on the game and
yeah.
nobody really cares, you know, like
yeah.
Or yeah, I don't know. I sing. Like I just try to make things
oh,
less
sing.
Awkward for myself.
Yeah.
In hopes that people would like
react.
Engage in conversation, or like you
yeah.
say something that sparks a conversation kind of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if things are going really like they're really quiet for a really long time, I'll just start like throwing out random shit about my day or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if I'm playing like a game with like goals and stuff, I'll like narrate like what I'm thinking of, what I'm doing, you know. Like if I'm playing Monster Hunter or something, I'm like, okay, I gotta get this thing from this thing, so we're gonna go here, you know. I'm like try to narrate that as best as I can of like what I'm doing or what I'm going to do.
Right.
Just to like, you know, fill a little bit of air. But sometimes I definitely forget that I'm streaming, or like, not forget, but like, you know, it gets just so quiet that you just get so into the game that you're just like, ah, I'm just gonna, and then you're like, oh, it's been 5 minutes and I haven't said a word. Whoops.
Yeah, it's like you have to.
Job.
What was that? Sorry.
It's a tough job, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's like your thought process. You're just putting it out there into words, like. Yeah, like
stream of consciousness.
Like the games I'm playing. Yeah, if I see the chat's kind of slow or whatever, I'm just talking about, like, oh, look at this boss, look at this big boy or this thing. You know, like, here comes this part. And then, you know, if I die, then there I am. You know, I'm just talking about it. Like, you know, and then sometimes
mm-hmm.
something comes up with the chat. Maybe somebody finally says something. And then I'll just kind of expand on what they're talking about and then answer their question.
Right.
And then it turns into like a conversation. So it's. It takes time to get comfortable with that. Like I feel like I'm there now. Like it's easy for me now. But I remember those days of like, yeah, this is a dead ass chat, and I gotta mm-hmm. just talk to myself. Like, what would I be saying in my head, kind of thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
the frustration,
yeah.
everything. Like any little thing. Yeah, it's
true.
It's an art.
It's an art. Yeah.
Awesome.
Performing
awesome.
Art.
If the chat, anybody watching live, you guys have any questions for Amy, definitely let us know. as we're going. We're gonna touch a couple topics. Since we were talking Twitch, I guess we should talk about the Twitch topic of the hot tubs. I don't know if the listeners have heard about this.
They probably have.
Twitch and the hot tubs. So I'm showing a tweet right now on the screen.
Twitch and the hot tub.
This is from Dime, I guess that's their name.
That's Crypto.
Crypto Paradigm. Crypto
Paradigm?
Paradigm.
Paradigm. Can you read it?
Nope, not today, Char. Listen. My brain's been scattered ever since the stream messed up at the beginning,
all
right?
It's true.
So it basically says, the state of Twitch. Yes, that's a girl indoors in a tub wearing lingerie doing tarot cards. So this girl was streaming in her bikini, and she was in a hot tub, like indoor. Well, I don't know if she's like on a patio.
It looks like a blow-up pool, I think.
It's some kind of like blow-up pool thing. And let me just scroll a little bit so everyone could see.
Can I just say, though, people who can see this photo, she's got hella nice lighting. Like, I'm jealous of that lighting.
Yeah, that
lighting. Let's go.
She's got like a sheet in the back, right? And then there's like lights behind that. She's got the purple lighting coming through.
Yeah.
Her face, everything's showing good. Like her skin tone and everything. Like, yeah, she's got it down.
She looks great.
She's got a whiteboard in the back. I believe if you like really zoom in on this picture, you can see her goals. Let me see if I can do that for this stream.
Oh, you mean on the whiteboard?
Nah, the sub goals, the things she will do if she gets certain amounts. So,
dude, 100 subs, name on the forehead? Girl, you need better standards.
Ever since I've seen this tweet and I've been streaming, that's been a running joke. I've been telling like Hannibal, who's in the chat right now, like, Hannibal, hey, 100 subs, I'm writing your name right here on my forehead. 500 subs, I'm right.
Oh, 500, sorry. Yeah. Oh, wait, $500, 100 subs, name on forehead. Dude, how many names could you get on that forehead, though?
Hey, man.
You have to write really small.
If you're getting that kind of cash, you'll find a way.
I get it. I understand how this works. So if you gift 5 subs, you get your name on the board. If you gift 10 subs, you get your name on her body. Is that how? Yeah. That's probably how it works. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Oh, that's actually kind of lit, though.
I don't
like.
Yeah.
That's kind of the hustle on that is real. I respect.
Like, I don't know if this is early in the stream or maybe she wasn't getting the subs because her body's clean. There's nothing written yet. She's
right.
It could be the beginning. Maybe.
There's one on. It looks like there's one on that ball though already. Balloon in the
no,
tub.
No, I think that's somebody... the brand of the ball. Maybe, possibly.
Well, never mind.
She wrote that.
I don't know.
She wrote that clean. If it is.
Yeah.
So I guess this person who did the tweet or whatever, is a little annoyed. At least that's how I took it. Like they're like, this is Twitch.
Yeah.
This is the state of Twitch. this is
Twitch
a girl.
For a long time.
And so I'm curious how you two feel about this, like, as a Twitch streamer. Does this bother you in any kind of way?
I'll let Amy go first.
You know, I'm just upset that I didn't think of it first. I was reading the comments on this specific tweet, and I was like, oh, that's a good point. A lot of people were saying that Twitch is not necessarily like a platform for just gaming anymore. And I'm like, wait, you're right. Because there's so many categories for tons of different things that you wouldn't even think of. Like, who would ever think to put a hot tub in their room and stream in a hot tub? Like, I don't know. Like, the things that people come up with in order to gain an audience or, you know, have some kind of traction is mind-boggling to me. And I'm like, okay.
Go ahead, Char. Like, what do you think?
I don't know, man. The marketing is off the fucking charts. She's got it down. Like, oh man, I don't even know. Like, I don't think I'm mad at it. I think I'm more mad at the fact that like this was like. I think I'm more not mad. I guess not mad is not the word. But I'm more like I want Twitch to have more specific categories for stuff. Like, I hate putting myself in IRL because I know that the people in IRL can be messed up. And it just, like, it scares me away from that all the time. Like, literally all the time. So, like, I just wish that there was more, like, maybe, I don't know what category she should put herself in, but, like, you know, I just wish it was like a little bit more like it was a little bit more specific than just chatting or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Because, and like they kind of, I think they've kind of reduced that. I think it was like they did something with like the art. Maybe they expanded it. I can't remember. One or the other. But they were doing it with the art section of Twitch. I remember like a while ago. And then people were getting really mad at that. They were like, why are you like condensing it? It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's so many different kinds of art. Why would you just condense it to this one category? That's so dumb. It's harder for people to find stuff now. And then I think that was around the time that the tags came out, which honestly, I still don't understand the tags. The tags make no sense. And also, they're so bad. Like, mm-hmm. this tag system is actually terrible. I can never, like, I'm trying to like think of like tags to put. And I'm like putting all these, I'm like trying to put all these tags and there's like nothing that comes up. And I'm like, well, what the fuck tags am I supposed to put? This is so dumb. But I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I'm not, like, completely mad at her. I mean, I think I'm more mad at the person who's, like, the state of Twitch. It's like, yeah, part of Twitch. Like, this has been a section of Twitch for a very long time now. And people know that. And people are either mad about it or they, like, they're respective and then they're, like, or they just don't care. And they're, like, I'm gonna be over here playing video games because that's what the majority of Twitch is doing, but also, like, there is the just chatting, like, people. So, like, I don't know. It's hard to get mad at this when there is, this is just a thing
right.
that happens, right?
You do make a good point, though, about the tags and the just the different categories. Like, it probably does need to be more specific. Because, like, if I'm doing just chatting that day, it's just me like this, and then she's above me on the search list, it's like, that's very different, you know? I'm over here just talking in this room, like, about games, and she's over here, you know, almost naked. And it's like, I'm not mad at it, but yeah, it feels like, they should be separated in some way, you know, like, a better way.
I have no idea how that would be separated either. That's, like, the argument then that becomes, it's like, well, how would you ever separate that? Because both of you are just chatting, it's just the state of your clothing, basically, at that point, right? And it's like, I don't know. And then I think in the comments, maybe I looked at this tweet. I think one person in the comments was like, well, why isn't she streaming on like another platform that's like made for this or whatever, right? And then somebody came back, clapped back, was like, well, maybe she doesn't feel comfortable on that specific platform to do that, but she feels comfortable to do it on. Well, that's really hard because then it's like, there's middle ground on Twitch, but we can't separate that middle ground from like anything else that's, you know,
right.
just chatting or right, you know? So it gets difficult, I'll just say that.
Yeah, because I do notice people right away, like, why isn't she just going OnlyFans? Get out of here, you know, like, kind of, Twitch is not for this. Because
there's real creeps on OnlyFans, I'm sure, but.
Because they, I guess, sexualize it, you know, they think of this as, like, a sexual thing, so it's like, we don't want you on Twitch. I don't know.
But then, I don't know, it's really hard, because then what she's wearing doesn't really help the situation either, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. So, it's hard to argue. Well, I don't know how to put it, but it's easy to feel torn on this.
Yeah.
I feel like
if she was wearing like just like a one piece bathing suit, I think I'd be more okay with it. Like I'm okay with it as is, but yeah, it's a little too much for Twitch specifically, especially when there's like idiot 17-year-olds running around this site like so fucking rampant that it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I know that's like an overgeneralization of the population on Twitch, but like a lot of the people on Twitch are just like, I'm old enough to watch this, and they click the fucking like mature audience thing and don't give a fuck about it. And then I'm like, are you old enough to actually be in my stream too? Like, you're not. Like, get out of here, right? So there's gonna be like, you know, 15-year-olds walking into her stream being oh shit. Boobies, like, you know. So I don't know. It's part of the like you can't moderate everyone conversation, and then like you can't really. It's hard to moderate this kind of content conversation as well.
Right. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like I'll get asked, or the conversation's just on Twitter or something like. Ladies, girls, how do you feel about this? You know, this is horrible. It's taking away from you, your channels and things like that. And people will argue that this is what we're up against. This is what we're up against. And it's not fair because we just want to play games. And these girls are over here just easily doing nothing, you know, and they're, you know, it's nothing in quotes. Like, is this fair? You know, that's kind of like conversation, and I'll read these comments and I'll like think about that debate, and I really honestly sometimes don't know how I feel about it. It's like I don't feel any kind of way. It's like I don't feel she's taking away from me because I'm providing my own service. Like people want to see me play games and talk about whatever I talk about and just whatever I'm providing. But if they do want to go see that, then they have that option too. Like, right. Like they, you know, I don't know. It's weird. It's like, I'm always kind of torn on it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you can always like search, like, who's it in the chat? Storytelling. You have to actively search for this kind of stuff on Twitch. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a way, yeah, but you could just go to Just Chatting, and I bet like a lot of the like higher up Just Chatting channels are gonna look not similar to this, but like, you know, that kind of like vibe to it, I guess. I don't know how to, not vibe, what you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's taking away from literally anybody.
I just feel like it's one of those things where it's like, this is kind of like what you're saying, Char, about the searching and the tags and the different categories. I feel like this is more so a Twitch problem than her problem. Like, she's just doing her thing. Like, hey, man, if she wants to do this is her hustle. I can't hate on it at all. I mean, first of all, the guys are in the chat allowing this, you know, these names to go on her forehead and things like that, because they're the one putting up the money. So for, I guess if we have to be mad at anybody, it would be them. But even then, I'm not even mad. This is more on Twitch because I feel like you're saying, like, it's hard to be discovered on Twitch. And somebody, I think it was Dylan in the chat, said it's very hard. And that's true. And Twitch has some core problems that I think are way more important than like this chick. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know if you agree with that, Amy. Like, as a Twitch streamer, like, do you think it's hard to be discovered? Like, just because of the fact that, like, it's not... Like, Twitch is cool, but it's not like YouTube in that way of, like, you get recommended or you're easily, you know, more easier to find and things like that.
I think Twitch's algorithm is kind of hard to figure out, I guess, even as a creator, which I think is what leads people to make content that will garner attention in this way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because obviously people are going to see the little thumbnail of her in a bathtub and, like, you know, some lingerie or a bikini, and they're going to want to know what the hell is going on. So they're going to click, and then that means more traffic, more views, and more people will end up seeing it because it looks interesting, quote unquote, you know, or it looks like intriguing. Compared to, say, like, if you have a normal thumbnail of you just like in a corner and you're playing a game, we see like millions of those kinds of thumbnails. Mm-hmm. So I guess you really have to figure out a way to make yourself stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That is hard. I basically get discovered by the games I'm playing. I'll get people come in, they're like, I love this really obscure game that you're playing. Let me watch for a bit.
I'm
like,
right.
What the hell? Okay. Sure. Welcome, I guess. But like, that's it's very, very rare I get people, because what times I stream and all. But like, even then, it's like, I think I'd rather have those people in my stream. Because I've gotten weirdos before, and they're not welcome in my stream. I'll say that much.
But, I mean, this girl, I mean, I don't feel any kind of way towards her. It's like, man, man, you look good. You're doing your thing. I ain't wearing nothing like that. and you're pulling it off. So,
Kill yourself so much to wear that, and I'm just
exactly.
Confidence, give me some of that.
Shoot, she's working it for sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, the discoverability thing, like, I've noticed recently, like, Outriders being the most recent game, like, people have come in and been like, hey, fellow Devastator, because that's the class I am, because I'll put that in the title or something. And those little things help, like, if you're a certain class. You put hashtag Devastator or Devastator class or something. They'll come in and expecting that gameplay. Because even for me, I remember when the game first came out and I was looking through Twitch, I was just bored, you know, looking at streams. And whenever it did say Devastator in the title, I clicked it. Because I'm like, hey, that's my class. That's my fellow Devastator. I want to see what they're doing, you know, kind of thing. So, like, little things like that, I think, can help. There's, like, little tricks you can try and do, but... Still, I do feel like the consensus is it could be a lot better. Twitch could do a lot better job with that stuff, for sure.
Do better, Twitch. Do better.
Shout out to the chat, man. I see Rev in here, who was just a guest a couple episodes ago. Shout out to Rev. You know what's funny? We started the camera thing the episode after he was on.
Yep.
And I kind of wish we started it that episode, just to make him more uncomfortable. He don't like being on camera too much. So I think that would have been funny.
Yeah.
Me and Rev on camera in the same podcast would have been cool.
Oh, shit. So anyways, Erica, how's that? So speaking about writers, segue. How is Outriders treating you?
Listen, man, this old picture of my Outrider right here, it's still a mess. Okay.
Scuffed?
It's a mess. And we can make this a conversation, because I have a question for you guys, but...
Okay.
So, okay, it started off, we talked about this last time, it started off with the people getting kicked off, you know, I got booted a couple times, teammates were getting booted, it's kind of hard to connect, crossplay wasn't working, and then they got it working. Okay, cool, we're playing, everything's good. Next thing I know, I'm playing with, who was it exactly? I think it was Ricky, shout out to my friend Ricky, and Kev, glorious Kev. We're playing, and all of a sudden he's booted. And we're thinking, oh, it's just a traditional boot, whatever, he'll be back. He could not log in ever again on that character. What? And it turned out his character got wiped. Like,
what?
Everything, like inventory, all that. Like, he couldn't even log in. So.
Oh, I did not hear about this.
Yeah,
okay.
This was recent. And then Lord Cognito from the Iron Lords podcast, who's friends of the show, he got wiped as well. He tweeted about it like the next day, I think, after Kev, or a couple days after it happened to Kev. And Kev's like, that happened to me. So everybody starts tweeting, that happened to me too. And it's just... So as people, I started to know, like, damn, this is really a thing. Like, this is really happening. And of course, people can fly, and I think, I don't know if Square Enix has said anything, but people can fly, who's the developers. They've been tweeting about it, of course. We know that, you know, you guys are getting your characters wiped. We're working on it. We're going to fix it. We're working hard all weekend. And then they finally did a patch, and it's apparently fixed, but they still don't have their stuff. They're still wiped. So that's the next fix. How are we going to get their stuff back? That's our priority now. So it's constant. It's like one thing after another with this game. It's like, it's just been a mess. So I like the game a lot. Like, it's fun, but I can't sit here and be like excusing that. It's like a really bad situation. Like, I don't know what the heck happened. I wish it was better, because it's actually a really fun game and I like it. So I just want to know from you two, because Amy, you haven't played this game, right? Have you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Would you play a game that's broken like this? Like, if you really liked it, like, how do you feel about just broken games in general like this? Like, it's, I don't know.
Well, I've been playing a lot of DBD, and I would say that game has a fair share of brokenness, where it makes just the playability and the enjoyability of a game, like, really shitty and really like doo-doo. Like, you don't want to play it anymore because of like how fucking terrible certain things are that are supposed to be fixed, but they're not fixed. I don't know if I would play a game that wipes your character randomly though, because
that's so bad.
Yeah, that's super bad.
Oh god,
I don't necessarily know how you would bounce back from that as, I guess, a development team, or, you know.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Like, I even said it when I was streaming, like, if mine gets wiped, I'm uninstalling. Like, because I would feel so hurt. Like, dude, I worked for this stuff, you know, I played hours for this stuff, and that would just kill me. I mean, Kev, he made a whole new character and he came back from it, but he was still kind of early. Now I'm like level 19 now, which is kind of, I put in work. So I don't know how I would feel, man. I think I would be like really kind of upset. I think I would uninstall, you know, it'd be rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, instant uninstall, Rev says in the chat. Char, you told me, because I was in your chat last night, and I told you about how I think I would have this game beaten already if it remembered where I was. Because there's this, I don't know if it's because I was doing the co-op thing and doing missions there, that the game doesn't know I did them. Like, I could understand that, like, if I'm with someone on their missions. But I know for a fact, like, a few of them I did with Kenny, and he joined me. And I've been having to do them again. So I'm like, dude, I know I did these before. So I was telling you, because we were talking about games beat, you have like a million beat this year already. And I'm like,
I
dude.
Don't. Oh my God.
Say the number. Say it for the people listening.
I've beaten 16 games this year so far.
16 games? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's only April.
Freaking Char, I have no chance, what? Amy. If there was like some kind of competition, which there kind of is low key, but not really, not really, but it's kind of there. I have no chance against this. How am I supposed to compete with this?
I could just stop. I could just stop
playing. No, games I'm not gonna. There. I mean, I'm not gonna ask you to do that. Like, that's not fair. I don't know how you do it, but okay. Anyways, the point is, you were talking about that. And I'm like, 16. Stop the count. I was telling you stop the count, but then I said. You're like, well, you need to beat more games. I'm like, well, I would probably have beaten Outriders by now if it knew where I was. And then you told me, you told me to stop playing it. So
stop playing that trash game if it's that scuffed. Like, literally, if it's that annoying and, like, it's not, especially if it's not remembering progress. Like, that's fucked up. Like, I would quit. I'd be like, no, I'm waiting till they fix this.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, it's one of those things where it's like, well, I don't mind doing these again. And it wasn't like I was at the beginning. Like, if they put me at the beginning, I'd be like, what the hell is this? But I'm kind of like just before where I should be, at least I thought. So it's kind of like, okay, I guess I'll do these couple of things and hope that I can finally get back on track. I don't know.
I mean, I'm obviously, because I've been playing Monster Hunter, like doing things over and over, I'm used to it. But in a game where it's like, you're supposed to progress like that. And then I would be like, I'd have to go back and do like a whole mission again. Like, I don't know how long those missions are in Outriders. They look like they take like quite a bit.
It depends.
Though.
Some are like sides and some maybe 10, fair. 15, you know.
But even then, like after the first couple times of it happening, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to just go play something else while this fixes itself. Because like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah. So I assumed I took it like you wouldn't put up with this. You'd be out already. No. You would be done, you think?
Yeah, I would be done. And if I really liked it and it like fixed itself in like a decent amount of time, I would say, then I would like come back to it and try to like actually finish it or something like that. Play with friends.
Yeah. And it sucks too, because you and even other people, like, I feel like you guys would like this game, but it's hard to recommend or like really tell you, hey, buy it. Because you could have these crazy issues, and then it's my fault. I should have never told you that. So I've been holding back, like, because I do want to play with you on this game, but I'm not going to tell you to get it right now. Because that would be irresponsible.
Well, I'm trying to remember, wasn't there a game, like, in the last, like, half year that was, like, it came out, it was, like, super broken? And it was, like...
Cyberpunk?
See, I've already forgotten about it because it's so insignificant to me now. I'm like, I don't, whatever. But like, Cyberpunk was so fucking broken and people were still playing it at the beginning. And I would have been like, if it's that fucking broken, I would have just waited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, until they fix their shit, which would take forever. And they're probably still fixing it, to be quite honest. I think some people were saying it was like half a year. They were going to wait for it to be fixed or something.
Yeah, they got like a timeline kind of thing. The developers, like, by summer, it's going to be like this, and by a whole year later, it's going to be like this. I think that's what's going on.
A whole damn year.
I think.
For that game to be fixed. Like.
Yeah.
I mean, some people by that time would be like, I'm never playing that game now. But, like, maybe some people will be like, I don't know, take another look.
Back.
Like,
yeah. Might come back to it. It's funny how Cyberpunk just kind of became, like, the meme and just the... I swear, anytime a game's delayed now... Check the comments. Oh, 9 times out of 10, that first comment's gonna be, good, we don't want another Cyberpunk. That is literally the, you know, comparison all the time. It's like, it's become that game as a example. Like, good, we don't want this Cyberpunk situation again.
Yeah, because that's probably the worst one we've had in recent memory, I would say. We've had some bad launches, but that one was bad.
Yeah, the industry in general, like, I've seen this opinion too, where it's like, it's changing, you guys. Like, it's worrisome because these games are coming out broken. Like, it's becoming such a normal thing now. Like, look at Anthem. What happened with that trash?
Oh my god. I really wanted Anthem to do well too. That's the worst part.
I wanted to like that game.
I wanted to like that game too.
I don't know if you played that, Amy, or any of these broken at launch games, like where they.
Amy's like, I only play good games, so.
I play games that work.
Like, what exactly for you makes a game like unplayable to the point where you don't want to play it? Because it seems like Outriders is like kind of unplayable for some people, but for other people, like you, Erica, you still play it because you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what exactly makes a game completely, or like the tipping point to where it's like unplayable for you?
Like, what would it take for me to put it down, I guess?
Yeah.
Honestly, if they wipe my stuff, I feel like I've been lucky. Even with the like the booting outs and stuff, because there are some people I know, like Luca and a few others, were like, I can't even log in, and they couldn't play at all. But then I would get on and be able to log in, so I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm lucky. Like, and I would just start playing. So I think if I was in their situation where it's like I couldn't log in at all, my character got wiped, it crashed on my system multiple times. Like, if it got to that point where that's like I physically can't play it no matter how hard I try, like, what can I do? It's like, yeah, that's what it would, that I think that's when it would be, yeah, I can't play this. If I don't like the game enough, it would take less. I would just drop it, like, okay, I didn't like it anyways, whatever. But because I do like it and I'm like, I want to play it, maybe that's why I'm a little more like, I'm going to try it more. And because I've been getting lucky, it's like, okay, cool, I guess I'm going to play it. I'm okay. But it's still, I still can't like deny it though. Like, man, everybody's not like me. Everybody's, you know, some people are really that bad. Like, they cannot play it. So it sucks.
I only play solid games, so can't comment.
Char only plays games that work, apparently.
I mean, I don't know what it is. Like, I mostly play RPGs, and like, you can't, there's not very many like broken RPGs out there, to be quite honest. Like, they're all pretty like solid in like either gameplay or like whatever. It's like, maybe the most broken you can get an RPG to be is like clipping or something. I don't know, even. But like, I don't get things that, like, my hits don't confirm or anything, you know? I don't get, like, that kind of stuff in my games that I play, so.
Yeah, that's a safe genre. Yeah, you're not really...
But I think I think the same as Erica, maybe I feel like all my progress was, like, deleted.
That would suck. Especially in an RPG, dude. Like, imagine...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't even imagine that happening in an RPG, but if it was happening in an RPG, I would, like, be like, I'm done. I'm fucking out. Like,
What happens with these certain games, like Outriders and Anthem, like these always online kind of... I mean, it's just a recipe for disaster sometimes. Like, it sounds too good to be true at times. You're like, oh, I could cross-play with anyone. I could do these certain things and whatever, but... Because it's always online or some kind of other issue, it doesn't work. And it's like, damn, why didn't you just, maybe it should have just been traditional, like multiplayer. Like, why does it always have to be on the servers? And like, because you literally log into the servers when you first start the game. Like, there's no offline mode. There's no like, hey, I just want to play solo, like kind of thing off the servers. No, even the tutorial, you're logged in. I was booted from the tutorial. That was my first impression. I'm like, I'm booted? I'm solo? I'm out of here? What the heck? And then after that, I think I was booted like one more time when I played with Kenny. But that was it. And I was like, okay, maybe it's not going to be so bad. It's the first couple days. It's probably fine. But then I noticed like other people are like, dude, I can't even play. So it's like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brap in the chat. I love seeing like our previous guests come through in the chat. They're just chilling. Like, I appreciate that, you guys. It's awesome.
We got a question. Did you want to answer that or do you want to wait?
Go ahead. What is it?
2K said, I have a question for Amy and for everybody else. What game was it that made you fall in love with gaming?
Ooh, Amy?
That's a hard question. I'm going to be lame and just say Legend of Zelda games, honestly.
Hey, man, that's totally fair.
No, that's a good answer. I mean,
That's me. Yeah. It's fine.
You were playing those like when you were mad young, like when you were little?
See, the thing is, I didn't even really play them. I just watched my brother play, and that was enough for me. And I was like, nice. I guess games that have world building or just like create a world that you're like, you want to know more about, that have a healthy amount of lore where it's not like overwhelming, that you can like actually get into and I guess fall in love with. That's just, yeah, that's me.
Fair.
Nice. What about you, Char?
Fall in love with gaming.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Freaking Final Fantasy. Come on. That
is the first game. That is the first game that I touched when I was very, very young. But I mean,
it's gotta be.
Fall in love with gaming? Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Okay. Classic.
Because I played it with my brother after school when we went to my grandma's, because she had only two games. She had Barney, Hide and Seek, and she had Sonic 2. And of course we're going to play Sonic 2.
Great choice.
I fucking love that game. It's barely a choice, but like, I would say my interest in gaming and like, this is what a video game is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that just kind of like feeling, and then like after that it was like, the next memory I have of like falling in love with gaming, I guess, would be maybe like high school when my now ex-boyfriend, he was like really into like Persona, and like I was starting to get into like Final Fantasy, and I was introduced to like the RPG genre and like all that stuff, and then like, yeah, so
just like took off.
Yeah,
from there. Yeah, for me, I'm thinking it's gotta be Super Mario World and like Super Metroid, because
We had Super Mario World too.
Yeah, like I started on, holy crap, Rev. Holy crap, what color is that?
Oh my god.
Jeez, Rev.
Okay, and no comment? Dude. This man.
Not even a comment, Rev?
Oh my god.
Fuck.
This
Get
man
out of chat right now.
That's the biggest super chat we've this ever channel had. Has ever received. Shout out to Rev, really appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Appreciate them. Holy crap. I totally lost my train of thought. I don't even care.
I got mine back, because I just remembered that we got a Game Boy Advance, and then, sorry, I'm derailing the thank yous.
No, go ahead.
But I got a Game Boy Advance, and then I remember falling in love with RPGs when I played Golden Sun. So that's actually the first like RPG that I actually fell in love with RPGs for. So yeah, it was Sonic 2 for gaming, and then RPGs was probably Golden Sun. So
nice, yeah. Nice. Yeah, Rev said he's taking off. Thank you, Rev, again. Sheesh, thank you so much.
Rev said put his name on your forehead.
Did he?
I'm dead.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they're just saying that. You guys are silly. Yeah, like I was saying, the like Super Metroid, I want to say was like the first long game that I beat as a kid. So like Super Metroid really got me into that love, that world of just like going through a long game, learning all the ins and outs. Remembering exactly where to go. You know, you have those escape missions that Metroid does so well. And like the beginning, you're escaping. I knew it like the back of my hand. I would play it over and over and over. Yeah, man. Super Nintendo. Like I started on the NES. You know, I played the first, you know, like Super Mario Brothers and the first Metroid. And then Game Boy, I played Metroid as well. But I didn't beat them. I just would play like the beginnings because I was little. I was like a little kid. So like my skills weren't there yet. But I liked gaming. I remember liking it and watching my uncle play. Kind of like you, Amy. Like, watching people play was, like, part of it, too. It built that love. Because you got to see, like, their love for it. Especially when they're older than you. Because my uncle was like my older brother. So, like, he'd be like, hey, you got to see this new game. He was always the one showing me new stuff. And, like, I could see how passionate he was. And then it made me want to, like, learn, I guess. Because you want to be like your older brother, right? Like, you want to hang out with him and stuff, but he, you know, he was my older uncle. But anyways, yeah, like, and so once I finally got to, like, beat games on my own and, like, really spend time with those games, like, that's when I think I really started falling in love, which was Super Nintendo. The good old days.
Ah, Super Nintendo.
Mario Kart, freaking Star Fox, just all the classics, yeah, so I would say Super Metroid is probably the easy game to say, and Super Mario World for sure.
Fair.
Chat, let us know your games for sure. Yep. On that. That's a good question. I don't think we ever got a question like that.
Nope.
So far.
We only got the, what was your first video game question, but.
Yeah, that's I've gotten out of like, what was the first game you ever played, first system you ever owned, stuff like that. But like when you really fell in love, that's a special moment. Ooh, Contra too. Contra 3.
I was gonna say, where's the Contra?
Dude, Contra. Love Contra.
Yeah.
2K's 2K who asked the question said Mega Man. Ooh, Mega Man.
Mega Man. A lot, I feel like a lot of people's is Mega Man, secretly.
Those are tough games.
They're hard.
Mm-hmm.
The first ones, yeah.
The thing I always remember about Mega Man games is the music. Like the music was freaking hype.
The music was hard.
Yeah. Like soundtracks, man, they're so important.
Good. They are.
Part of the
experience. I can still hear the Sonic 2 one in my head. My favorite one is Chemical Zone.
My cousin was the Sega kid. I don't know if I've talked about this on Backlog, but he had all the Sega consoles and we had the Nintendo consoles. So, you know, it went down, man. We had the little console war going on. We would tease him whenever the games looked bad on the Genesis and it looked better on Super Nintendo. We let him know.
You're wild.
We'd be like, hey, that game, what?
Shut up.
Why does it look so bad over here? What's going on in Genesis?
What are you talking about? Genesis had less processing, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, all I gotta say, Batman Returns, man. It was better on Super Nintendo. That's all I gotta say. It's good times. But it was innocent. It was like fun, you know? It's like, we weren't on the internet then.
We're on the internet, guys.
Good times.
My God.
So we were maybe going to talk about the whole stuff that went down maybe like a week ago now with all of that PlayStation stuff.
It's time for me to head out.
Amy, you're free to go. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, bye, guys. Thank you for having me.
Go on to your intro. Yeah, we're joking around because I didn't want to spend too much time on it. It's kind of one of those things where everybody's talked about it, you know, Days Gone. There was an article about the developers from Days Gone that they're not going to do a sequel. Some of them were, I think it was them. You know what? I'm not going to misquote. I'm not going to say things I'm not sure on. But there's just been some like talk about PlayStation just going a direction that people don't like.
They're not going in a good direction right now.
You think so too? Like, why though? Why do you say that?
They're just being idiots. I don't know what it is. They're just making choices that are just very questionable for them as a company, and also just like the fans. Like, it's weird. Well, the only thing I can think of right now is that remake announcement,
The Last of Us.
Well, why the fuck?
That was part of this article. It was by Jason Schreier. He put out an article and. There was like this small studio that was going to work on the remake for Last of Us, and they were wanting to do something else. They're like, we want to do our own game. But then Sony's like, no, we need you to work on this because it's our best game ever. And so there were some kind of stories from ex-developers. They're like, we left because of that. And then Naughty Dog got involved because it is their game, started overseeing it. Then they took over. Then these people were left with like, come on, man, we weren't able to do the game we wanted. They're upset. So it's just a lot of like developers being interviewed, and Jason did the interviewing. And so it created this discussion of like, is Sony in trouble? Like, but you're saying, so you kind of, you do think that they are going like a bad direction, not in trouble, but they're just sort of not being themselves, you're saying? Or like, what do you?
Yeah, like, no, it's not. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not it. It's just not it. Like, Last of Us is only from 2013. I actually had to look that up because I don't remember. But, like, it's not even a 10-year-old game.
Right.
They have so many other games that they could just pick up. Like, so many IPs that are much older than that. And not much, I don't want to say much bigger because I don't know all the numbers, obviously. But, like, it doesn't deserve it. It doesn't need it. Like, it's on pretty much everything already. Like, what's the motivation? Like, to release it onto PS5 or something? Like, I don't understand. Like, I just don't get it. Like most people who have wanted to play it have already played it and have probably played it like 2 times because they did the remaster or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't they have that? There was like the original.
Yeah, there's actually. I was gonna say that there's a remaster already. Like, and I Yeah, go ahead though.
So, no, yeah, so like people have played it probably already 2 times because they like it so much if they, you know, they're fans. Why would you give them a third time? Mm. That's just, that that alone is like already like, you're just, that's a money grab. Like, we already knew from the second time you did it that it was a money grab. This is like, this is not desperate, but this is like questionable now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why would you do that when you have other, there's other shit over here that we can just, we can pull and we can make better or remaster. Legend of Dragoon! But like, you know, like, there's just so many games that you could just bring back and they're just not willing to do it. And it's just, it's disappointing because it's like, now they're just, they want to give more attention to their more popular stuff. And I'm like, but you could get so many more people and you could diverse yourself if you just give us what we want, you know?
Yeah. And that was kind of, that was kind of the headline, you know, Sony's focusing on like just AAA banger and the indies and the Sony Japan and all that junk is like,
oh my God,
going out the
window. Japan closing Sony Japan is probably the worst decision they've made so far.
Yeah,
that
was
honestly
bad.
That was such a bad decision on their part. That's like, you, oh my God, that's so stupid. It all started, it started with that for me. I was just like, I'm looking at his PlayStation, I'm like, why are you that's not a good decision, guys. That's, you're going in the wrong direction now. So they're just gonna keep doing that, I guess. I don't know.
But what exactly are they remaking? Are they just for
The Last of Us?
Yeah, but what are they doing to remake it?
That's
my question.
That's the question. That's the question. Because that's what I'm wondering.
Right, exactly.
Is it like from the ground up, like they're gonna change like lines in the story and what characters are doing? Flashbacks? Like, what are we doing?
Dude, what if they change the ending?
I'm done. I'm not even. No, they can't.
Like,
no, they can't, because Last of Us 2 is based on that ending. There's no way they could. I don't know how they would change
it. But then the way that they're going, the logical thought process of that is if they remaster it or remake it with like a different ending.
Uh-huh.
What if they give it the Final Fantasy VII remake treatment, where the ending of remake was literally different than the original game, and then they like they have to make a new game after that. Right?
Oh my gosh, that would be
like
insane.
I'm talking crazy right now. But I feel like that's something that they would think of and probably do. Right?
That
now,
would be
right? Like,
that's insane. Because Amy, did you play The Last of Us or no?
I mean, I didn't play it, but I've watched it.
You know the ending, and like, dude, but to me, I love the first game. Like, that ending was powerful because it left, like, it was like open ended, you know. But it was final at the same time. It's like, it was a nice, I didn't feel like it was a cliffhanger. I felt like there's questions I have, there's things they could do, there's routes we could go, but it felt complete, like a complete good story. I liked it a lot. So if they like changed some of that, I don't think they could, because The Last of Us 2 is based off what happens in those final like moments with Joel. So I'm like, I don't know how, but if they did, dude, it would be crazy.
I know I'm talking crazy, but
I think it would also just unleash like a whole, like a floodgate of just angry fans, because Last of Us 1 is such a, it's a lot of people's favorite game of like all time.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were to remake it and change anything at all, there are going to be people that are going to be really upset because they already think the game is perfect as it is. And like, why? I don't understand why would you fix something that's not broken, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, because I feel like it's a great story. Like, it's not the most complex, it's not anything crazy, but the way it's told and like the characters and how they, you know, their voice acting and things like that, it was a good story. I liked it. So I would personally be a little upset, like, because I just don't see how they could make it better. If they could pull it off in some way, then okay, shoot, I'm wrong, but I just, it's such a good, like I said, it's just complete as it is. So we don't know, like, I haven't seen anything come out about it as far as the direction. Like, is it from the ground up? Is it the same exact story, just better mechanics? Because in Last of Us 2, like, the mechanics got better, shooting mechanics, just things they added to it as far as like stealth and things like that. AI got better, you know. So I don't know if it's just going to be like that first game with like the better stuff.
I mean,
but it's like, what's the point? That seems so pointless, because I just played Last of Us 1 last year on grounded mode because I wanted to challenge myself in the highest difficulty or whatever. I wanted to do it. That game is still very playable. It's very playable. So it's just like, it doesn't make sense at all. Like, why? Besides the money grab, like you said, that's all I can really see.
Yeah. It's really shallow of them to do when they have access to so many IPs they could just pull, remake. It would take more money and stuff because they already have like the, you know, the base for Last of Us, but like whatever way, whatever angle you're looking at it, it's a cash grab for the sake of getting money out of the fans again. And it's not, we don't like seeing that no matter who it is. So.
Yeah. Cause I think I saw somewhere about like how remastering an Uncharted 1, for example, let's say, which I think would be, I mean, if I had to choose, I think it'd be kind of cool to do that one instead, because it's older and the mechanics, from what I hear, aren't that great. Like, it could be better. But I did hear rumblings of like, oh, it'd be too expensive and time-consuming and Last of Us wouldn't.
Yeah.
So it's like, that just tells you further proof, like, the game is still playable good. It's good. It's not outdated. So bad, yeah, that it's going to take so much time to like revamp it. Like a Demon Souls, for example, or Shadow of the Colossus, something like that. Like those are older games with bad frame rates and mechanics and stuff and controls, stuff like that. And Last of Us, I just don't have that complaint. And I don't, yeah, it could be better, I guess, as far as like gunplay and stuff. Maybe because Last of Us 2 has like dogs and different things going on, and it's like impressive stuff. Attention to detail and things like that, but it doesn't need it to where you're like, oh my god, you don't play the Last of Us and you're thinking to yourself, this needs a remake, this is so bad. You don't feel that way. No. So it's just it's odd. It's definitely
it's really
odd.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's weird to, I don't know. Whatever. Remake Parappa the Rappa? Yeah. Parappa the Rappa needs a second wind for sure.
If you guys can have any game remade, what would it be? And chat, feel free to answer too. Like, does anything come to your mind? I mean, I already got my Demon Souls. But anything else you guys could think of? Were you two?
You mentioned Shadow of the Colossus. I really would want that to be remade because the game is already like so beautiful. Like the original.
Well, they
game,
did. They did though.
They did.
Well, yeah.
They made an HD-ish version of it, yeah, for PS4, was it?
Yeah, it's beautiful, yeah. But the controls are still kind of funky.
Yeah,
they're still a little funky.
A little jank.
But you should try it though, Amy. If you get the chance, it's probably cheap. On
get more, even more HD would be cool though.
Yeah,
yeah,
that,
more
that like filter. Yeah.
So you just want it like, yeah. It's a beautiful game though. It's good. Yeah, it was a remake. PS4.
Melee HD, 10 out of 10. Let's go, Melee.
I'm trying to think.
Wild Arms remake, C-Mac! Oh shit! That would be so sick. 1 and 2? That'd be awesome.
Racer just says new games. I think there's too many remakes. Yeah, that's a complaint people have too.
You know what? And I don't feel like that's the case. But maybe it's just because I don't feel it because the JRPGs don't get remade that often. Like, RPGs just stay the same. We don't get a lot of remakes out in the RPG community. So it's like, when we do want remakes, I don't think we ask for a ton. Like, there's a lot of games that could ask for remakes. But, like, yeah. How about Legend... I mean, I already said mine. Mine is Legend of Dragoon. Legend of Dragoon gets fucking remade... If that announcement comes, I'll pop off, and I'll never stop popping off about that. I don't care how that game plays. Like, I'll fuck the shit out of that game.
That's one of those games where I feel like I should have played it. You know, there's those titles you hear and growing up, and then even now, like, oh, those are classics. And I'm like, shoot, I never played that one. You know, it's one of those games I feel like, oh, that should be on my resume or something.
Really, though?
I don't know. I feel like people love it so much. And I want to understand.
It's only because I talk about it a lot that Eric
maybe
is like, I might need to understand Char, so I need to. Like,
you influenced me too damn much.
I mean, you know.
I just want to be cool like you. God. It's hard to ask.
Wait, what? Where's that coming from?
I don't know. Amy, did you play the, you played the Resident Evil remix?
I have, yeah. Actually, I only ever played one because I never had the consoles to play it on. So now I can play it on PC. Other thing now.
Yeah.
I like the Resident Evil 2 remake. That was good. That was really good.
Yeah, I'm playing that one right now. But I would love to see 4, and they're making 4 soon, I think, as a remake. So.
Nice, nice. Yeah, we didn't we didn't even talk about the new trailer for the Resident Evil game that came out too.
Oh, giant vampire lady. I'm excited to play.
Have you seen you saw the trailer, right, Amy?
Yes.
The new one. Char, did you see it? Probably not.
There's a new one?
It was like yesterday, I think. There was like a little show they did, and they did that. They know what they're doing with the damn that vampire lady. What's her name? It starts with a D or something.
It's like a Demetrius. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's right there. Yes. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Let me try and pronounce this. Hold on. I'm probably completely wrong. I like how it's called. It's Mommy Dimitrescu. Dimitrescu.
She is a mommy. She's huge.
Isn't she like 9 feet tall or something like that?
Yes.
10 feet tall. I remember seeing a picture of like somewhere in Japan. Maybe you could find this, Char, somewhere. It was like a life-size like cutout of her in like a store. And there was just random guys walking by and taking pictures, and she was huge, like tall as heck. They're like, this is tall she would be. 9'6"?
She could just carry you and pick you up, you know. Who wouldn't want that?
Imagine us next to her. I don't know how tall you are, Amy. I'm 5'4". Imagine us next to her.
I'm 5'2".
I'm the same. Okay. Yeah, same as Amy. So.
You guys are you're the same. You too. So
same height. Yeah.
I'm the tallest one here. that's so rare. But imagine us next to that. She could pick us up like we're babies.
Exactly.
We could have one in each arm. Let's go.
Yeah, all of us, all three of us in her arms.
I call
crazy. I call the fanny pack in the front. But geez, like. So what I was saying, though, is everybody, people are really like thirsting over this chick, right? She's like a big 10-foot vampire, and people just they want to climb the vampire and they want to climb that tree. And but in the trailer, Char, if you see it, and Amy, you saw it, where she's sucking the blood from the arm. Like you see it. You know what I'm thinking, right? I'm seeing this. I'm like, oh, they know what they're doing. What the heck,
wow, man? I'm just looking at it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That angle, like, come on.
It's smart marketing.
Yeah. They're really pushing her out there because they know, like, people are lusty.
She has a huge fan base. Yeah.
I bet you there's got to be Reddits and Discord servers just dedicated to this chick.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's wild. Yeah, I'm not going to paint the picture because we're PG-13 here, but
no, we're not.
we try to be, but it was a little compromising of an angle. I felt like it was a little like, whoa, a little sexualized there. Like she was kind of like, and she's looking at the camera, like looking right into your eyes, like, yeah, I'm sucking this blood. So. So yeah, that was yesterday. The fans seem pretty excited, pretty happy. You know, the Resident Evil hardcore, they're excited. So it seems like it was a good showing. People are hyped. I think it comes out in May, right?
Yep.
I think so.
Yeah, so if you guys get a chance, everybody listening, go check out the trailer. See what you think. And you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, you will. That was something.
Shoot. You gonna play it, Amy? Probably, huh?
I am, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, probably be streaming
that. Day one? I mean, if I have the money.
Oh, what's up? Everybody, go sub to Amy. Probably full price, like 80, I would imagine.
$80
for 70? Wait, how much games these days?
70.
$70 for a game?
I never bought games day one, I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably
70. Yeah,
probably 70.
When's Near Replicant coming out? That's a good question. I think it's coming out 24th, ain't it?
This month.
Yeah, I think it's coming out like now. Hold on.
I almost put that on the topics too. The $70 games. I don't know what it is about that number, but it just seems so much higher than 60. Like, it is higher, yeah, technically, but it's just something about it. It's like, damn, 70? Like, we're close to 100. We're close to that super chat that came through a few minutes ago. Like, damn, you up there, like, for one game. And some games, you'll put it down, like, no question, because you want the game really bad. But then there's other games you're kind of like on the fence, like, I kind of want to play it, but like Returnal's coming out soon. I'm on the fence and I'm kind of like, I want to play it, but I kind of hesitant because what if I don't like it? I don't know. It's just for $70, you want to take that chance? Just seems high. Seems too high.
Yeah.
Do we think games are ever gonna be $100?
Shoot. Well, they weren't they in the past? Like, I don't remember, but I guess that was a thing.
I mean, if we're comparing, they were in the past. Wasn't like Earthbound or was it Earthbound? Earthbound was like $100.
Like N64 games, the cartridges, and because they're expensive.
Like 100 games, like now money.
I don't know if they can.
I think 80 is probably the cap. If they ever get to 100, I'm definitely not playing games day one. That's too much for me.
I mean, I'm assuming at that point society has completely changed and like minimum wage is freaking like $30 or something at that point. Like, how could it be that high? Like, society would have to be really like turned on its back, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that saying came from, turned on its back. Maybe we need to end the show. I don't know what's happening. The lady vampire got me all. You know. Awesome, yeah. but this is an awesome show. It's an awesome show today.
Yeah.
For sure. Amy, it was awesome having you. Getting to know you a little bit. Welcome anytime. Mm. We'll definitely have you on again at some point. We're going to have your brother on at some point. I want to hear the... I'm going to ask him some of the same questions, like how what I asked you about him and like the rivalry and the streaming. Like, we're going to get his take. Yeah, we'll get his take next time, whenever that may be, sometime maybe this year. But it was also, definitely a good time having you on. Want to let everyone know. Oh, yeah, of course. Let everyone know like where they can find you and all of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So... my Twitch, all my handles, I make it easy for everybody. It's the same. It's Sail0RAMY, Sailor Amy. That's where you can find me on literally everything.
Yeah, awesome. I asked you before the show about the name. I thought it was an O. I'm like, oh, I was about to ask, like, is there a reason the O is like big? But you told me it was a zero. I was like, oh, shoot, it is a zero. So yeah, Sailor Amy, but the O is a zero. That might be maybe another way people can remember. Definitely check out Amy's streams. Like we were talking about, just did that 24-hour stream. Awesome community and entertaining. I've seen you play a few games over there, and it's always entertaining. So
that's just a nice way of saying I'm not good at games.
What?
I don't know about that.
I'm just kidding.
You can't expose us like that, Amy. God damn it.
I guess because I didn't say all of Amy got skills, beasts. She's on they're on beast mode. Cause I didn't say nothing like that. Aw. Nah, but for reals though, you guys, go support Amy. Also, are you still doing the emote thing, the commission thing, or no?
Yeah, I am.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Check out
emotes.
I might actually hit you up soon, but we'll talk behind the scenes. Might spice up some emotes a little bit. The Discord and some other things, but Discord is actually open now, you guys. I'm gonna put those links in like the description of YouTube and things like that. If you want to join the Gamers for the Win Discord, which I do share with like our backlog audience, so if you want to come hang out with us, we're actually gonna hang out after this show tonight. You just hang out, talk games with us, be involved with the community. We're growing a nice healthy community there, and it's been awesome. But yeah, support Amy, and if you ever want some emotes done, hit Amy up, because they're great, they're good. They're really good. I don't know how else to explain it. They're good emotes, man. I've loved them. Char, what about you? Well, say bye to everybody, let everyone where they can find you.
Hi, I'm... No, not Twitter. Twitch. You find me on Twitch. So, Find me on Twitch, Drin_San, DRIN_SAN. That's where I spend most of my time. I've got that schedule going on underneath the stream. You can check it out when I'm live. I'll probably be live anytime y'all are sleeping, but you can come through if you have insomnia. So, you know, I'm there. So, and yeah, all my socials are linked below the stream there. So, because my socials are a mess. So you can find them all there.
I was just debating right now, like, should I make Char feel bad that Amy has the same name across everything and you don't? That's like
don't
Char.
Look at me.
That's like don't Char's look at me. Biggest issue with like marketing, right?
I'm mad about it. All right, that guy on Twitter stole my name.
Sucks. So
just
we've been
put a number in there.
That's what I think I told you that, right?
You put a what?
Just put a number.
Put a number. Should the A should be a 4.
That or the Drin could be a 1 as the I.
Can I make it lead speech? Should I just make my whole name lead speech?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Like, what? Like 1337 is lead.
Oh, that. that's what. Yeah, maybe just the one. Like the one thing. Like maybe just the I, or something.
I want it to look clean though.
I know. Like, okay, for example, like the troubleshooters, we have a Twitter now, which is like our little group. We play games together. Like, shout out to you guys who are listening. It's my boys. But we have a Twitter, and it was taken. Troubleshooters was taken. So we put the L as a 1.
Wow.
And it worked.
Wow. We're so cool.
It's just, a suggestion.
I'm just going to put between in the ends of my names, I'm gonna put XX. 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 420.
Oh god, you're about to have the no scope 420.
360. I'll just put 360 on the end of my name.
No.
Either way, that's Char. I'm Erica. Erica cuts for the win. You guys, thank you so much for listening. We are on No more SoundCloud. Sorry, guys. No SoundCloud no more for the moment. We are on Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, YouTube, of course. Again, if you're listening to this on audio, we are live on camera every other Saturday when we record these. We have a live chat on YouTube, and you can find that just by searching Eric Cutts for the win. So ERICUTZ number 4, the win. I was going to say my email. What the freak? On YouTube. And shout out to Hustle in the chat, who has known me how long has Hustle known me? Years?
A while.
He asked me last night, before we go, I just gotta say this, he asked me last night, Erica, how do you spell your name? I'm like,
are you kidding me?
I'm like, hold up. He's like, is it F-O-R? He asked if it was F-O-R as the 4. I'm like, is this a joke? Am I being trolled? It's been a 4.
Exposed.
The number 4.
Exposed.
And
I should, guys, I feel like I need to put a number in my name to be part of the cool club. Like, I feel like
number gang.
I'm gonna do it now. Watch.
Yeah, it still looks clean. But apparently maybe not to Hustle, but my name looks clean.
Oh my god.
Shout out to Hustle. That was funny. That was during my stream too. I was just like taking it back, like, wait a minute, what? Did you just ask me that right now?
It's funny as fuck.
Shoot. Also, before we go, one more thing I totally forgot to say at the beginning. Shout out to my in real life homie, Sarah. Some people know Sarah from my streams. I've streamed Cuphead with her, and she is not a gamer, all right? Not a gamer. Likes, you know, some games, like growing up and things like that, but does not play games now. And we were hanging out Tuesday, and she was like, hey, I still listen to your podcast. I was like, oh, shoot, awesome, like, cool, been supporting, man, in real life support. And she said she really likes our dynamic, Char, like our back and forth, all that. So that's what keeps her listening. So I was like, that's awesome. Yeah. So shout out to Sarah. Appreciate you. Love you. And that's it, you guys. Thank you again, Amy, for being here. But we're all doing peace signs right now. Peace signs. You guys have a great one, and we'll see you next episode, all right? Peace.
Bye.
Bye.